In the Gospel of the Magnificat, we see especially Our Lady's humility that comes out, that stands out, and she's proclaiming God. Her whole being proclaims God. She's not at all focused on herself. In fact, she's forgetting herself completely, even though she was just made the Mother of God. She knows she was immaculate and didn't commit sin. She must have known that she was full of grace. That's the angel Gabriel said that. Hail, full of grace, and yet she forgets herself and she focuses completely on God. My soul proclaims the greatness of the Lord. My spirit rejoices in God, my Savior. All of her joy is in God. She's not looking upon herself as Satan did. Satan saw the beauty of himself and would not serve the future king and queen. And he rebelled against God because he focused on himself. But Our Lady, of course, directs all of her attention to God. She proclaims the greatness of God and finds all her joy in him. Very largely God has done this greatness in her because of her great humility. For he has looked upon his lowly servant. From this day all generations will call me blessed. The Almighty has done great things for me, and holy is his name. He saw her humility, the lowly state of Our Lady. And this Magnificat really shines the light on the virtue of humility, how important humility is, and how much God wants to see in us a humble heart, a docile heart, where he can pour his graces into the soul who is docile in his hands and wants to proclaim his greatness and wants to forget himself. So let us do that. Let us follow Our Lady's example of humility and beg from her every day to the end of our life that we will be free from pride. We will not let that vice rear its ugly head ever, any day in our life, and so that God can proclaim greatness through us, his greatness through us, for the good of souls and for our own good.